man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I'll take a break here from making my own whiskey and my own smoke too. I don't know how to do either one. And I've never caught a catfish in the Red River of the North up here. But here we are, all of us country folk. And this is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show on August 10th, 2022. I'm James Kelso, and we'll be together for the next 60 minutes. You're invited to call in. Let's see here. Oh. I used to write this down on my mouse pad. And, oh, here it is. All right. Okay. I used the mouse pad to protect my desk against a cup of tea. It's 512. That's the phone number, that is, down in Round Rock, Texas, where you'll be calling. 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252. And if I see your name appear up here on my chat board, I'm going to, here it is. There it is. I'm looking at it right now. I'll bring you right onto the air. I won't make you wait. I don't have any dramatic Donald Trump audio tonight, so that leaves the door open for the excellent callers and listeners to the show to be heard. Let me just, in fact, check on the... I will check in a moment. It was just a short while ago I checked. There was no event scheduled for Donald Trump. But boy, is that... that's not hard to understand. Look what they're doing to the leader of the MAGA movement, the creator of the MAGA movement. They are going ape in their effort to destroy Donald Trump. They're coming at him. Can you imagine what it must be like to be at the receiving end? Can you imagine the messages, the phone calls, the visits, the raids that Donald Trump is getting? He doesn't know where it's going to come from next. More than 36 FBI agents at Mar-a-Lago. He wasn't there. We'll talk about that on tonight's show. He wasn't there. Melania wasn't there as they went through her underwear. Yes, that's your FBI, folks. Well, that's kind of a family tradition at the FBI, isn't it? J. Edgar Hoover, the cross-dresser. That's right. He was a cross-dresser. Director of the FBI, J. Edgar Hoover. I guess they never gave that up. So they were going through Melania's underwear. So we'll talk a little bit about what they were doing there. And how long were they? How long did they go through her underwear? I forget whether it was, I don't have the article in front of me. It was at least 6 hours. I think it might have been 9 hours that they were in there. More than 36 of them, and bristling with weapons, hauling stuff away, a term that I saw, a legal baloney term I saw, but judicious. They're supposed to be judicious. They were They rummaged. They ransacked the house. They went in every room and every closet. They were arrogant, according to people who were there. And the people, most of the people that were there were house staff. Mar-a-Lago, as I understand it, and anybody who knows better, please enlighten us. Mar-a-Lago was shut down for the season, apparently. Donald Trump and the family not there. So there was a skeleton staff and some attorneys for Donald Trump informed quite late that the FBI was raiding the place. They got there, but they were told to stay outside in the sun, were not allowed in the house. They were told they couldn't take pictures, couldn't record what was going on. The FBI, the cross-dressers, told the staff to turn off the cameras, and I read somewhere that they did not, thank goodness. Let's hope they got some pictures of what these goons were doing. Complete lawlessness, complete third world banana republic dictatorship. Banana republic's the wrong thing because that's kind of a comic term. Think of, cha-cha music playing in the background and the dictator of a banana republic swinging in his hammock with all of his mistresses waving fans around him. No, this isn't funny. This is, think instead of Lavrenti Beria, think of the end of freedom. Think of brutal totalitarianism, sadistic killers. That's what we have. That's the government we have. And what's, if there is a silver lining in the gray cloud of this, what transpired yesterday, it's that, and the day before, it's that the American people got to see the face of evil with the mask ripped off. And the response is so wonderful. That was what I was encouraged about yesterday, and I'm still encouraged these 24 hours later. The Patriot response has only grown. It's and it's a wonderful response by every measure. Number of people, people pouring in funds, financing, volunteering, staging rallies. It's wonderful. So the communists have, let's hope it turns out this way, have made an enormous mistake in revealing themselves, in rushing their takeover, and in displaying their arrogance, their contempt for us, their hubris. So let's hope this is their undoing. And of course, it is showing now in the elections. Donald Trump swept in the elections held on Tuesday. Every candidate that Donald Trump endorsed won. And some of them were very important, such as Joe Kent, who won in his congressional race. Joe Kent, a super MAGA patriot, and he took out a never-Trumper impeachment voting Republican. Very important. And among other things that are, we can take from this, good news we can take from this, we can still win elections. Our concern that the election rigging is so thorough that it's futile to vote. That no matter what we do, a Joe Kent can't win. No, Joe Kent did win. So we can win. And we did win. And Joe Kent will go on to be a U.S. congressman of the MAGA variety, of the Jim Jordan, Matt Gaetz variety, the Marjorie Taylor Greene variety, the Lauren Boebert variety, So this is good. And this is coming how many days away? What is the countdown clock? How many days away is November 8th? It's on the order of, what, 90 or so days? It's coming right up. Oh, maybe less than, well, yeah, it's about 90 days, is it not? So the clock is ticking. And when we take back, we being the MAGA movement, not the Republican Party, not the rhinos, the Republican Party stripped of a bunch of its rhinos, the Mitt Romneys having been weakened, the Liz Cheneys having been run off the reservation. Wow, nice. So the Republican Party, the Trump Republican Party, that will, now, sadly, of course, November 8th, they will win, but the rhinos and the communists will still have another, how many days? 90 days? Let's see, they've got all of November, December, and 20 days in January. So they have, do my math here, they have 2 months, November to December, January. They have 2 months and almost 2 weeks in which they can continue to destroy America and continue to impose their police state. So that'll be that lame duck period between November 8th and January 20th will have a very interesting dimension, in which people who've been voted out of office, like Liz Cheney, will be doing their damnedest to destroy America, passing as many bills as they can. Remember, they have a complete monopoly on power. The Senate, the House, the White House. And all of it stolen, all of it rigged. They wouldn't have any. They wouldn't have any of those. Imagine, you know, when we talk about the election having been stolen and rigged, the election, think of this. The Hunter Biden story that was broken by the New York Post, and the New York Post was deleted by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter, so that the Hunter Biden story was suppressed. The American public, when they went to the polls, didn't know much at all about the Hunter Biden story. And people who subsequently learned something about the Hunter Biden story, a very large percentage of them said, had they known when they voted in November of 2020, they would have voted for Trump or the MAGA movement. In other words, Trump would have won just on that alone. Trump would have won. The House would have been held, or taken back, rather. And the Senate would have been won. So, and all of this insanity that we've endured, the lockdowns, COVID-1984, the incessant effort to start World War III, hyperinflation, destruction of our energy, grid, the Green New Deal, none of this stuff would have happened. So now the question becomes, well, so we win on November 8th, and now what Steve Bannon is saying, that on November, well, he's saying, actually, Bannon, I don't know why he uses this date. He's saying, start the Trump presidency back up immediately. In other words, regard it as Donald Trump, who did win the election, should be treated by the Republican MAGA movement as the president, which we already do. And then without being in the White House, he can lead. And a Republican MAGA House, not the Rhino House that Paul Ryan had for 2 years, after that coward and slimeball was the Speaker of the House. Remember, Paul Ryan, Mitt Romney's running mate. So at that point, then, how much can we undo? How much can be restored? The House has, what is the great tool of the House? The power of the purse. The Constitution grants that exclusively to the House of Representatives, the People's House. So the House should be able to cut off the funding of everything and anything. Just cut it off. Chuck Schumer has, has passed his bill to hire 87,000 more IRS agents. Well, cut it off. And so on. Cut off, just simply defund it, whatever it is. Joe Biden is moving illegals from the border using federal transportation, airlines, vouchers, moving them north. Cut it off. Find out who's paying for this. Where's the money coming from? Put stop payment on all those checks. And so hopefully, and then the 2 years of damage control until Donald Trump re-enters the White House can be conducted that way. And then the Senate having the power, the big power of the Senate is treaty power and foreign relations. So a MAGA Senate should be able to stop World War III promotion in Taiwan, in Ukraine, and anywhere else, and rebuild our military. So there we go. And the Senate, having power over confirmation of appointments, should be able to stop the flood of communists being installed into the bureaucracy and into positions of power by the Communist Party USA. You know, back when I was a young fella, we talked about the CPUSA, and it was like a joke, the CPUSA. Gus Hall, what was his position in the CPUSA? He was the head. I forget his head. But Gus Hall. And isn't it interesting that CIA Director John Brennan, his first vote as an American voter was for Gus Hall for president. He voted for Gus Hall. I forget the year of that election. Maybe one of you remembers it. But he voted for the Communist Party director, Gus Hall. And he then became the CIA director under the Democrats, kind of making my point that this is the Communist Party. When John Brennan voted for Gus Hall, he if it looks like a communist, walks like a communist, and quacks like a communist, it's a communist. Unbelievable. You couldn't make this stuff up. It's too wild. It wouldn't be accepted even for a Hollywood movie plot. It's too Twilight Zone. Even Rod Serling would have to reject this as a Twilight Zone plot. All righty, let's go to the man himself and this assault on our leader. He's talking about it at truthsocial.com. Let me go up the page here and let me refresh the page and see if he's got something new that I haven't seen in the last few minutes. And by all means, folks, it's a great social website, truthsocial.com. It's a good one. Sign up, start enjoying it. I click on among my, I don't know, people I befriended is Donald Trump, the president, Dan Bongino, Charlie Kirk, Donald Trump Jr., Devin Nunes, Eric Trump, Dinesh D'Souza. But I just click on the face of any of these people I'm following. Here I'm clicking on the face of Donald Trump, and I get his post for today. And I'll read a couple of them to you. Right after this break. Stay tuned. Thank you.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
The IRS will soon have more armed agents than the country has active duty Marines. I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. The militarization of the federal government should be a red flag. Back in 2015, the Department of Justice reported that there were 40 federal agencies with more than 100,000 officers authorized to carry guns. So while the federal government is making it more difficult for you to buy firearms and trying to restrict what types of firearms you are allowed to buy, they are arming themselves, including the Department of Education, which bought firearms as far back as 2010. I thought schools were gun-free zones. So why does the Department of Education need guns? Ask yourself one question. When in history has a government become more militant while disarming their citizens? Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem Parabellum.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again. Just my children and my wife. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
We're back, folks. That's Lee Greenwood. Lee Greenwood, you know, he's the writer of the song, "Where At Least I Know I'm Free." Well, he may provide an addendum to that, where at least I know I'm free. Lee Greenwood, he could come up with a genius revision of that lyric. Because are we free? Do we know we're free? No. Let's look here at a what the president is writing to us today at truthsocial.com. And here's one. I want to start off with this one. Great series of messages. I think somebody is still using the word tweets to describe messages. I prefer to go to messages and not honor needlessly Twitter with the word tweets. President Trump having been deleted from Twitter by the SOBs at Twitter. And here's what he says today over on Truth Social. I want to start with this post, which I think sets the tone for what you're going to hear following it. He wrote this earlier today. The FBI and others from the federal government would not let anyone, including my lawyers, be anywhere near the areas that were rummaged and otherwise looked at during the raid on Mar-a-Lago. Everyone was asked to leave the premises. They wanted to be left alone. They, the FBI, wanted to be left alone without any witnesses to see what they were doing, taking or hopefully not planting. Why did they, all caps, strongly insist on having nobody watching them? Everybody out. Obama and Clinton were never raided, despite big disputes. So here you go. More than 36 FBI goons, everybody out, complete military gear, terrifying the cooks and the waiters and the landscapers at Mar-a-Lago. Taking advantage of the fact that the Trump family wasn't there, to go through their private quarters, the president's personal safe, Melania's underwear. This is disgusting. And they did it all day, not a half hour in and out, not 2 hours, not 4 hours, not 6 hours. I believe it was all day, rifling through the place and then taking whatever they wanted. No record, no legality to it whatsoever. How do you even know what they took? Imagine if somebody raided your house. Do you have stuff in the garage or in the attic or in the basement? Do you know everything that you've put away over many years? And of course, the president's, can you imagine the volume of material that Donald Trump must have accumulated? It would be, 1,000 times greater than anything you or I would ever accumulate? Do you even know everything, if you're Donald Trump, that's in your records? Of course not. Do you remember everything that ever went in there? Of course not. So, point being, if somebody takes a whole bunch of your stuff and doesn't tell you what they took, do you somehow know what they took? No. It's just gone until they use it. We'll be right back. Like the shoe.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way.
We're back, folks.
What I live for,
talking about, you know, you talk about the worst crime in American history, and there's just a string of them. You know, is it the COVID bakery? Is it the theft of the election? Is it the raid on the president's home? This one is shocking, of course, not as big as those previous two and its ill effects, but just a series of incredible, egregious crimes against our people by enemies of our people. These aren't our people. They hate us. They hate America. They hate everything we stand for. They hate our ancestors. They want to destroy everything our people have built over centuries. And you could say, if you want to talk from the perspective of Viktor Orban, the Prime Minister of Hungary, they want to destroy everything that our people have built over millennia. If you take the perspective of European civilization, they hate it all. They want to destroy it. And this is as close as they've ever come to achieving that. All right, there's some great things I've got to read for you here. Here is here is something from a great attorney for Donald Trump, Christina Bobb, B-O-B-B. She was there. Attorneys for former President Donald Trump, I'm reading this from conservativebrief.com. Attorneys for former President Donald Trump have spoken about the raid on his Mar-a-Lago home, and they have some details. Quote, when I arrived and announced myself as the legal representation for President Trump, I asked to see a copy of the warrant, Christina Bobb said. Now, remember, these attorneys are not notified in advance. They're not notified when the FBI arrives. They get this on the grapevine later. They rush to the scene. But place has already been broken into. One of his attorneys, Christina Bobb, said that when she arrived on the scene, she was given a warrant, but it was partially sealed. Initially, they refused when I asked to see the warrant and said, you know, we don't have... This sounds like, remember the scene from The Treasure of Sierra Madre? I don't got no badges. We don't got no badges. We don't got to show you no damn badges. Was it like 1937 or 39, that great movie, The Treasure of Sierra Madre, when the Mexican banditos are confronting the hero? They said, we don't, you know. Oh, that's exactly what they said in the movie, actually. You know, wait just a second. Just a second, come on, just a darn second here. I can't let this go. Okay, so everybody pretend that Kelso is organized and pretend that he's got his clips organized. And now, you know, let's see if this is still up. Okay, so here we go. You disregard this ad. You know, listen to these damn ads on YouTube. God, we need a replacement for YouTube. And we have a few, but they haven't yet fully matured. The ads get longer and longer, do they not?
Vengan acá todos.
Ven acá todos.
Está echadita. Oiga, señor. We are federales. You know. The mountain police.
If you're the police, where are your badges?
Badges? We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
Better not come any closer.
No sea tonto, hombre. We didn't try to do you any harm. Why don't you try to be a little more polite? Give us your gun, and we'll leave you in peace.
I need my gun myself.
Throw that old iron over here. We'll pick it up and go on our way.
You go anyway without my gun and go quick.
Now, Humphrey Bogart just shot around through the big sombrero of the bandido. And, you know, this I didn't anticipate this. Radio is so fun because it happens live right there. I didn't even think of this connection. But these guys, Christina Bobb, triggered this thought when she said, they said, we don't have to show you anything. We don't have to show you the warrant. They are the bandidos. They are. And they start, they open with, you know, the same words, you know.
Párenle, párenle. Vengan acá todos. Vengan a ver esta palomita que me encontré en su nido.
This is so classic.
Está echadita. Oiga, señor. We are federales. You know. The mountain police.
You know. The FBI. Oye, señor. We are the federales. You know. The mounted police. Or the FBI.
The other police, where are your badges?
Where's your warrant? Produce the warrant.
Badges? We ain't got no badges.
We ain't got no warrant.
We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
Better not come any closer.
No sea tonto, hombre. We didn't try to do you any harm. Why don't you try to be a little more polite? Give us your gun, and we leave you in peace.
I need my gun, Mike.
You know, they said there are 30 to 40 FBI goons at Mar-a-Lago. In this scene from the Treasure of the Sierra Madre with Humphrey Bogart, there are about 30 or 40 banditos against Humphrey and his fellow prospector who are down in Mexico prospecting for the Treasure of the Sierra Madre. Big mistake.
Myself. Throw that old iron over here. We'll pick it up and go on our way.
You go anyway without my gun and go quick.
All right.
This is where it starts to differ. They left. Wait, they're just organizing. They're regrouping. Oh, now the leader of the banditos comes back to Humphrey Bogart.
Look here, amigo. You got the wrong idea. We don't want to get you gun for nothing. We want to buy it. Look, I have a gold watch with a gold chain made in your own country. The watch and the chain, they worth at least 200 pesos. I'll change it for you, gun. You better take it. That's a good business for you.
You keep your watch, I'll keep my gun.
Oh, you give it. You will give it. We won't get it. I'll show you.
Me lleva la.
There's three of them. Humphrey's got two buddies with guns, and they drive off the see, it used to go better back in 37 or 39. Hey, we've got a caller, John, from Oklahoma. John, are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Hey, did you ever see that scene from The Treasure of the Sierra Madre with Humphrey Bogart?
Yes, I did. One of my favorite movies.
It's so, you know, it's so amazing. I mean, like, what, 90 years before what you and I are witnessing now. That's the scene right there. We don't got to show you no badges.
One of the things that people forget is that General Patton learned his fame from chasing those kind of guys through Oklahoma on the first motorized pursuit. And my grandfather came to Oklahoma on my mom's side as a scout for the cavalry. And you forget, they may wear sombreros, but we wear a black hat with cross swords and a gold tassel.
Yeah, they were chasing.
I heard a news report earlier that the cartel is our greatest fear and this. Guys, we've been through this before, and I guess I'm old enough that it doesn't bother me. My grandfather taught me about outlaws, and we've got stories around the area that I live. I live in southeastern Oklahoma on a Choctaw Indian Reservation. And so we're kind of used to this. And so, you know, the rest of the nation just needs to remember some history.
Yes, that's very interesting what you're recounting there. And now stay with me, John. By the way, welcome to the show. And are you a first-time caller?
First-time caller to your show. I listen to RBN 7 days a week. I'm an old shortwave guy, and I finally found a station that holds up to what it used to be before the first edit came through. And they started shutting those guys down, and everybody talks about being deleted on the internet and this and that. guys, they did it earlier. They just did it through the FCC.
Yes.
Or through the church system. A lot of churches, once they joined the International League of Churches, oh, you can preach, but you can't talk about this anymore.
Well,
and
you know, the
so
big
a lot of my old shortwave, a lot of my old shortwave stations were shut down.
Yeah, well, the way they censored the churches, they gagged the churches. And I've forgotten the exact citation for the law, but there was a regulation slash law that said that if you, as a preacher, if you talk politics in church, we will remove your tax exemption as a church, and that worked. That worked perfectly. It shut. It shut. It shut the pastors down.
That forced a lot of the small churches. I believe that there's a gentleman, and I don't want to put a plug in or anything, but I believe there's a gentleman, R.J. Stare, the overcomer. He's about the only one that did the AJ kind of thing and finance his own church and finance his own as far as shortwave broadcast. He's about the only one still on. And
well, now,
so you go out there. Go ahead.
Well, sorry, John. The update is that when Donald Trump came in, immediately, one of the many, many executive orders he wrote an executive order canceling that provision of income tax and tax code, which had gagged pastors. And so Donald Trump immediately overturned that, and pastors were then free to speak politically in their churches without fear of repercussions from the IRS and losing their tax-exempt status. But then when Joe Biden stole the election, one of the first things he did starting on day one is he rescinded all of those Trump executive orders, including that one. So the preachers are gagged once again.
I believe that was a 501c3, and I agree 1,000%. They're escalating because they know something that we don't, whether it be natural, whatever you want to say. I agree 100%. But I'm old enough. I learned shortwave in Boy Scouts. I went all the way up through Order of the Arrow, which is past Eagle Scout.
Hey, brother, you're talking to a fellow Order of the Arrow member.
Oh, well, God bless you, my friend. yeah, we went through the tribes where you were a tenderfoot and then a brave, and then we went through all that. I went through the same thing, and I tried to bring my sons to it, and out of four sons, I got one.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's gone. You know what, I've got my boy sitting right near me here. He's 11, and I'm not going to take him through the Scouts because that was
not
so
anymore.
Wonderful.
No, sir.
No. When you and I went through Boy Scouting, it was so wonderful for young boys. It was wonderful. And
the orienteering classes, the fire starting classes, the totem chick, just to be able to carry a knife. There
yes.
was a ceremony that you must go through to prove yourself.
Yeah. And you
it
see,
was
that's
more
how...
for you than it was for the person that was doing it.
Yes. And you see what that was doing back then. I'm 74 now. I don't know how old you are. But
56.
Oh, you're a young lad.
Oh, thank you. But, thank you. You made me feel so good.
Okay. Well, you know what? It was so what our ancestors were doing, what our fathers and grandfathers were doing, and our grandmothers and so on, because everybody remembers your mom did more to get you ready for your scout meeting than your dad usually. My dad was an assistant scoutmaster, but we were being taught as boys to become the process of becoming a man, and the right way. Yeah, the right way to be a man. It was wonderful. But then I looked at the new Boy Scouts where they got the girls in the tent with the boys, and it's all woke, and it's LGBTQ, WXYZ.
That being said, there is a small river here in Oklahoma, and there's a camp on one side called Camp Chisakwa. On the other side is a Girl Scout camp. And we would literally swim the river as older scouts and go and sit with the girls at a campfire away from their camp just to talk and meet. And then we would make long-distance phone calls. We've got to control their parents. And
well, of course, we were young men. Of course, we'd swim to get to the Girl Scout camp. And that's
Are you kidding me? We thought we were going to die, but it was worth every minute.
It was worth it. Hey, listen, John, thank you very much for calling. Be sure to call again soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you. All right. And thank you for your show.
Thank you. We'll be right back, folks.
Just hope that, yeah, thank you.
Thank you, John.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen.
With that, folks,
blow from a huge right
and the, let me return to Christina Bob. I left that thread hanging in the air. Christina Bob, attorney for Donald Trump, she's confronting the goons or the Federales. And here is, let's find her. She says, you know, we don't have to show it to you, when she asked for a warrant. And what the heck? Okay, all right. Boy, I'll tell you, weird things are happening on the internet. All righty. We don't have to show it to you. And there, she says, and there was a little bit of an exchange about whether it was appropriate to withhold the warrant when you're searching the residence of the former president, who's likely to be the Republican nominee in the next election. So Joe Biden is ransacking the home of his future, Joe Biden intends to run, whatever the hell anybody thinks will happen. He's ransacking the home of his future opponent. Then she says, they wouldn't give me the affidavit supporting the warrant, which they just let her look at it. They didn't give it to her, which they're required to do. They let her look at it. Looking at it? And they didn't give the supporting affidavit, which accompanies any warrant, which is all the facts and the cause for granting the warrant, the finding of the judge. And remember, this was a magistrate, Bruce Reinhardt, a pathetic Jeffrey Epstein stooge, totally corrupt magistrate who is not a judge. So the big, mighty FBI had to go to and of course they ran Jeffrey Epstein. You think the FBI didn't know every single thing that went on at Jeffrey Epstein's island? Do you think he was flying back and forth hundreds of flights and the FBI was not noticing this travel and these passenger manifests? You think the FBI was not in on the deal? You think Jeffrey Epstein was getting his unlimited millions of dollars to run this private island, just pulling it out of his ass? Do you think that was what was going on? He was a big investor. He was a smart, no, he wasn't a smart investor. He was working for the FBI. And that's why the FBI has made all of his records disappear. Funny thing about that. Oh my goodness. And we're running out of time. Well, there's so much going on. You can't possibly cover it. We'll resume where we left off tonight with the additional news that we'll have tomorrow night right here in the Trump Clubhouse. See you all tomorrow.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.